Dave Brubeck and his group, Bill Smith right now soloing on clarinet, Bobby Mortello on alto sax, Chris Brubeck on drums, and Eugene Wright on bass. And in a minute, we'll be going to the stage to have the opening announcement. In fact, his honor is there right now. His name, of course, is known to all of us, and he has been opening up the festival all these years. It's Edward I. Koch, and he's ready to go on stage right now. His honor the mayor.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ed Koch, mayor of the city of New York, speaking to you not from the top of the Chase overlooking beautiful downtown St. Louis, but from Gracie Mansion overlooking the beautiful East River and Queens. Home for many decades of New York's own St. Louis, Louis Armstrong. I'm delighted to welcome you to Gracie Mansion and the All-Star Jam Session that is the opening event of the 1985 New York Cool Jazz Festival, featuring some of the greatest names in contemporary jazz and dedicated to the grand young man of jazz, Max Gordon. From the East River to the Yangtze, New York City is known as the Big Apple, thanks to the jazz musicians who originally paid us that compliment. Musicians thrive on the excitement and kaleidoscope of ideas that define our city. Audiences thrill to the creative result in the Big Apple's clubs, concert halls, and parks, and on our area's jazz radio stations every day of the year. For those who play, and those who listen, New York City is the jazz capital of the world, which makes it a capital site for the world's premier jazz festival. I would like to thank the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Company for the 5 years their generosity has allowed the Cool Jazz Festival to grow and to flourish. I understand that Brown and Williamson is retiring after this year, and no successor has stepped forward yet. Like you, I hope an angel flies in quickly. You will receive a hospitable welcome. This festival is a dynamic part of New York's cultural tradition. With an audience last year estimated at 100,000, the New York Cool Jazz Festival has added momentum to the new prosperity both jazz and New York City are enjoying. I would like to express our city's gratitude to the irrepressible impresario George Wein by reading the proclamation. Office of the Mayor, City of New York Proclamation. The Cool Jazz Festival, New York, one of the premier music events in the world, will be held in our city and throughout this area from June 21 through June 30th, 85. New York City will lend its prestige as a cultural center to this festival celebrating jazz, a musical form which is now recognized around the world as a significant part of our American heritage. Special concerts will be presented at various sites around the city, including Avery Fisher Hall, Carnegie Hall, and Carnegie Recital Hall, Town Hall, St. Peter's Church, and the 92nd Street Y, Prospect Park, on the Staten Island Ferry, and the Hudson Day Liner. Now, therefore, I, Edward I. Koch, Mayor of the City of New York, do hereby proclaim the period of June 21 through June 30th, 1985, to be Cool Jazz Festival, New York. The number one guy, George Wein. So, there it is. It's all yours.
Thank you, Mayor Koch. And I think it's just wonderful that you wrote that speech out today. I think that's just great, really. To take the time in his busy schedule to write that speech, I think that's absolutely wonderful. Usually he ad-libs up here. But today, you said everything I wanted you to say, particularly about the sponsor. Really, that was very nice. I was going to finesse you into saying that, but you said it before we did it. God bless you. Thank you. Look, this year's festival, we have dedicated to a man who was an influence and inspiration to any of us that liked jazz. Hold it, Dave, just a minute. Okay, But I have to, just hold it 1 minute. We'll let you take over in a minute because I really want to do this. It's a thing from my heart and I know from the heart of all of you people. Max, come up here, will you? Max Gordon, ladies and gentlemen. We dedicated the entire festival to Max Gordon, and we made up this little proclamation for him. Now, it's not from the mayor, it's from me. Now, I'm not the mayor. Okay. From the Cool Jazz Festival, in grateful recognition of the half century during which he has provided New York City bedrock for the entertainment world in general and the jazz community in particular, we hereby dedicate the 1985 Cool Jazz Festival New York to Max Gordon, a man whose spirit and leadership has nourished America's original art form these 50 years at the Village Vanguard. Max Gordon.
Mr. Mayor and George, thank you. Thank you very much for this recognition that you have bestowed upon me today. I don't know that I deserve it, but I'm certainly grateful that George has done it to me. I want to thank him again, and I want to put in a plug for myself, and that is that on Sunday, the last day of the festival, there's going to be, George has suggested it and is running it, a jam session for Max, it's called. Max, meaning me. And this is going to be at the Vanguard at 2 to 5 on Sunday afternoon. And there's going to be a great roster of jazzmen playing there that afternoon. I hope some of you will be able to make it. Again, thank you, George. And again, let me express my feeling of being honored by this great presentation, the dedication of this great festival to me personally. Thank you.
One more word, Mayor, please, one more word, because I know he's ready to wail, but I have to say something about the guy with him, you see. First of all, I do want to express undying gratitude to Brown and Williamson for the many years, and Cool Cigarettes for the many years they've supported jazz, and without their help, a lot of things that have happened could never have happened. And we do want to say that in many of the cities where we've done festivals that Cool first sponsored them, local people have gotten together to keep the festivals alive. So it's a very interesting thing. But meanwhile, 35 years ago, a guy came out of California. It happened to coincide with the beginning of Storyville in Boston. And his name was Dave Brubeck, ladies and gentlemen. And with Dave on the stage right now is a bassist that I haven't seen for at least 55 years. Eugene Wright, ladies and gentlemen. On drums, Dave's son, a multi-talented young man, Chris Brubeck. Oh, he disappeared. Okay, all right. Okay, who took his place? Oh, okay, Randy's on drums now. But Chris is going to play the trombone then, I guess. They'll work around with it. And Bobby Militello on the clarinet, Bill Smith on the clarinet, Bobby Militello on the saxophone, excuse me. And did I forget anybody? Because every time I turn around, there's a new face in the bandstand. Okay, and on the piano, along with Dave Brubeck, Maya Koch. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now. John Hendricks, ladies, the star of the Playboy Jazz Festival. Hey, John. John Hendricks. I didn't see John. I left before I went on, but he and a bunch of singers absolutely broke up the Playboy Festival at the Hollywood Bowl. I mean, it was sensational. Incidentally, John and Dave and everybody going to be there tomorrow night at A.B. Fisher Hall for the retrospective and the musical life of Dave Brubeck, and so many people have taken part in it. Right now, we're going to shift. We've got some other musicians who have volunteered to come up to take part in this party. Ladies and gentlemen, on the piano, John Lewis. On the bass, Major Holly. On the drums, Roy Haynes. On the saxophone, Frank West. Yeah. On the guitar, Bucky Pizzarelli. Who else do we have? Anybody else? I don't know, somebody else might fall up here, you never can tell.
The band's on stage and ready to play. Thank you.
Roy Haynes, Bucky Piccirilli. Gentlemen, thank you very, very much. Wow, they're swinging, too. I want to thank two people, Nathan's for the wonderful food and Manhattan Brewery for the wonderful brew. And I want to thank Mayor Koch, just thank everybody for making this afternoon possible. And we hope we see you again next year. Thanks.
George Wien, the proprietor of the Cool Jazz Festival. You've been listening to music of the opening day festival activities, the 1985 Cool Jazz Festival, which is dedicated to the 81-year-old proprietor of the Village Vanguard, Mr. Max Gordon. And of course, on stage we had John Lewis on piano, Frank West on saxophone, Major Holly on bass, Bucky Piccirilli on guitar, and Roy Haynes on drums. We've got a number of people we'd like to thank for today's broadcast, from the Seabreeze Audio Company that provided the audios, Mr. Seabreeze, Bob Felton.